how to create a list opt-in form within Simplero. So to do that, you're going to go ahead and go to your lists and contacts, and you're going to go to the list that you'd like to make the sign up form for. There's a tab called sign up forms, and you're going to go ahead and hit the blue button that says create a new sign up form. Now you'll see three options here: the embedded option, the full page, and the raw HTML code. The raw HTML code is what you're going to use if you've created your sign up form via something like Lead Pages or Webinar Jam. This will just give you the code that you need to paste into that landing page so that it's connected to your list within Simplero. Today we're going to look at the embedded and the full page. So first we're going to start with the embedded. The embedded opt-in form is a pop-up opt-in form that will show up on your website or wherever you place it. So we're going to click on that. And then you're going to see some templates that are going to pop up, and they're going to give you a visual of what that looks like. So you're going to choose the one that you want to create. For now, I'm going to go ahead and choose the boxy one. Once you click on that, it's going to open up in a new screen where you're going to be able to edit. You can change your colors. You can add your fields. You can add in your headline. So join my newsletter. And then you can add in body. Then I can also edit what's here. This is the button that they'll submit their information to. And then you can see right now I have the name field and the email field. You can see those options here. If you want to change those options and add something else, you would do so by going to the fields section down here in lists and contacts. So once we've got that all set up, then we're going to save those changes. Now my form has been created. If I go into settings, I can always change the name of that form. I can change the template. I can also change how it's presented. So when it comes up on my website, is it inline, module, or slide-in? This is the little link that's going to be below the form that will tell it to go away. So you can change the text of that as well. And you can change how it is triggered on the page. You also have this restrict views section, which I want to draw your attention to. If you have limits set here for how many times someone can see the form, or how long to wait before you see that form again on your website, if you're testing it out, these limits are going to be in place. So if you've set it to be 14 days before someone can see it again, and you continue to refresh your page, you are not going to continue to see the opt-in form pop up. So you would need to change that to 0 days so that every time you refresh, you'll be able to see it. Same thing here, if it's limited to 4 times for that same person, once you have viewed that form 4 times yourself on your website, it will not pop up again for you. So you'd want to change this to like 1,000 or 1,000,000 so that you can continue to view it. You can always then set those settings back once you're done so that it's how you would like your customers to be able to view it. The conversion action here, because we created it within the list, is defaulted to opt in to this list. However, you can change that if you want to move the form to another list or to a product. And then you can put in text here for after conversion, so after they've submitted. And then you've got some advanced settings as well. To review the page, you just click on view, and it's going to give you a preview of what it looks like. So this would be your sample page, this is the trigger form, and then this is what it looks like. And then you can see the text here that says go away box that they can click. And remember, you can edit that right here for you. So that is how you would view it. Now, once you're all done, you have all your settings set, your content set, then you go to the embedded and you'll find here the code that you need in order to embed it on your website. So most of the time you're going to use this easy embed code. You're just going to copy and paste that into your website. However, if you're using multiple opt-in forms, we do have a guide on how to do that, and you'll be utilizing these manual triggers down here. So that is an embedded signup form. Now we're going to look at a full page signup form. So we're going to click on Create New Signup Form. We're going to go to Full Page, and then you're going to see all of our templates here. These first three that pop up, you see, look very similar to our sites that we now have. They are set up to match the simple, the simple theme that's available in our sites section. And as we add new themes, we'll be adding new landing pages. We still have our older templates if you've been with us for a while, and you can use any of those as well. So I'm just going to click on simple with sidebar, and it's going to be very similar. It's going to pop me up a screen where I've got a preview over here, and then I've got all my boxes to edit it on this side. So I've got my basic settings where I can give it a name. I can change my template if I want or change the background pattern. I've got the header box here, so I can put in a headline as well as subhead text. I can change my colors. I can change my font if I want to. And if I'd rather use an image instead of text, I just click over to image and then I can upload it here. I can go to the body content and I can put in anything that I want there. And you can see as I'm typing, it's changing the preview over here. Then I've got my call to action box down at the bottom, and you can change what the text is in there, as well as body text. I can change the color of it, change the button color, the text on my button, the action, because again, I've created it within a list, is automatically defaulted to opt into a list. And you can see the list here. You can change where that list goes to, or you can move it to one of the other options, such as go to order form for product. If you do that, if I was to click that, then it'll ask me to pick the product, and now this has become a product signup page. So a product sales page. So product sales pages are exactly the same as list signup pages. It's just the difference of what you're using as your action there. You can see the field section here. I can click what I want to include. And same thing like before, if you want a field that isn't listed here, you'll need to go to the field section under lists and contacts and add the field. And I'll actually show you how to do that in 1 second. So then once you've got all that set up, you've also got your sidebar. You can put in text there. We have some social features to allow for sharing on social media, as well as allowing people to comment on the landing page. And some advanced settings if you want to use those. They allow you to set a page to expire at a certain time, so if you don't want people to join the list anymore, this is a great feature if you're using the list for a sign up for a webinar or a specific event, then you can make it so that this landing page is no longer available past the sign up for that. You can also include a countdown timer, which will count down to the expire date up here. Which then, you know, allows you to say you've got 24 hours to sign up for this webinar. So you could just put that date in here and then it'll have that countdown timer for 24 hours. So I'll show you what that looks like. And then we'll go ahead and we'll save those changes. And then we'll go ahead and view it so you can see. So you see here's the countdown timer, which is showing 23 hours, and then this page will expire. So if they came to here, they would not see this landing page anymore. So once you've saved it, it's gonna take you to your settings page here. So you've got your easy embed code to embed it into your website if you want to. You also have the URL if you want to just share this headline, share this URL, then people will be taken directly here. Really quickly, I'm going to go back into the edit screen because I really want to make sure that we touched on your other advanced settings options. So when you've got it here, you can redirect them to another site after that expiration date. So you can put in a URL. Clicking redirect to my site will redirect them to your site within Simplero. And right now it's set to return not found, meaning it'll just tell them that that page is unavailable. You do have custom CSS code here, as well as tracking, which if you're using Facebook pixels, you want to pop that in there. So those are your different settings that you have available in the advanced section. So now looking at the fields, like I mentioned a little bit ago, I just want to make sure we touch on that. So if you go to list and contacts and go to fields, this section is going to show you all the fields that are available when you're creating those signup forms. If you want to add anything that's over here, you simply take it and you drag it over there. And then you save those changes. And then now that is a field option within your signup forms. Now something to note within there, you've got this little section here called interpolation key. That is going to allow you to have this, whatever this text is, populate into a broadcast or autoresponder. So right now when you create a broadcast, you can say insert name, and it's going to pull the name that they've used to sign up, so whatever they filled in that field. This allows you to customize that for all the other fields. So you would just type in whatever you want it to be, save those changes, you're going to save those changes. And now if I wanted to put their phone number into a broadcast, I would just type this section that you see right here where it says, has the brackets and then field dot. And then instead of this, I would type phone number and then do the little brackets again and close it. And then now their phone number would be able to auto populate into a broadcast. So that is how that would work. So that is your signup forms. If you have any specific questions, you can always click the help button down here and reach our support, as well as check out our extensive guides on how to use them and embed them into your website.